Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Here are your state headlines. Sacramento is officially a sanctuary city for transgender people. The city council passed a resolution yesterday that limits the city from working with other states that are trying to ban gender-affirming care. Emily Smet is a trans woman with the Democratic Socialists of America who helped draft the resolution.
One of the most important aspects of this resolution is just that it tells the Sacramento queer community that the city stands by their right for bodily autonomy. The trans community is strong and alive and well in Sacramento.
Last year, the state passed a similar law making California a sanctuary state for trans people. The city of Sacramento's actions would expand that law to cover local services and resources. The Jewish Public Affairs Committee of California has announced it's sponsoring a package of bills to help prevent anti-Jewish violence and harassment. Our partners, CalMatters, reports the package includes a bill that would add anti-Semitism to diversity and anti-discrimination training at colleges and universities. Another bill was set aside $80 million to help synagogues and Jewish nonprofits improve security to prevent hate crimes. And lawmakers are also considering a bill on so-called hate littering after anti-Semitic flyers were distributed in San Diego. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy named a wealthy tech attorney as his running mate at a rally in Oakland yesterday. KQED's Annalise Finney has more.
38-year-old Nicole Shanahan is also an investor and philanthropist. She was previously married to the co-founder of Google. The announcement was made in Shanahan's hometown, in front of a crowd of a few hundred waving American flags.
My roots in Oakland taught me many things I have never forgotten. That the purpose of wealth is to help those in need. And I want to bring that back to politics, too.
The event included speakers who have ties to the anti-vaccine movement. Kennedy has become well known for sharing false claims about vaccines and other conspiracy theories. As an independent, Kennedy needs around 200,000 signatures to qualify for California's November ballot.
That was KQED's Annalise Finney in Oakland. For years, San Diego County residents living near the U.S.-Mexico border have had to deal with polluted ocean water that's forced the months-long closure of beaches and regular episodes of a terrible outdoor stench that's affected people's health. It all stems from polluted wastewater from Tijuana flowing through the Tijuana River Valley and out into the Pacific Ocean. A sewage treatment plant on the U.S. side of the border is supposed to help clean millions of gallons of that water, but because of all kinds of engineering problems, it's failed to do so. Joining us now to talk about the issue is Mackenzie Elmer of the nonprofit news organization The Voice of San Diego. Hi, Mackenzie.
Thank you very much for having me.
So tell us about this treatment facility, which is formerly called the South Bay International Wastewater Treatment Plant, and just how it's falling short.
This is a plant that was built in the 1990s. The sewage crisis here at the border has been a problem for decades, and it's really a problem of both geography and topography. Tijuana sits high up on some cliffs, and so naturally any kind of waste that might, you know, escape a regular sewage system makes its way by gravity down into San Diego. We found out that the plant had not been getting the regular routine maintenance that a wastewater treatment plant deserves. There's more sewage than the plant can handle in the first place. So if they send more, oftentimes we either have to decide whether we're going to treat it or just let it go somewhere else.
In my intro, I touched on some of the environmental concerns around this untreated water, like polluted waste heading out into the Pacific Ocean and the closure of beaches, and just this incredible stink in the area. Has this been a pretty big deal for residents and surrounding communities?
When you drive south to the U.S.-Mexico border, you can start to smell the sewage problem from the Tijuana River. Also, on the U.S. side, especially like San Ysidro, which is not next to the coastline, but anyone living there definitely is impacted by the scent of this sewage problem. Now, along the coast, those are more of the poster child cities of note. We have the city of Imperial Beach. That's right in the pathway of the sewage coming from the river. It catches the ocean flow, and those beaches are often closed year-round. And most recently, with new testing technology for water quality, the sewage has started to impact, or we can tell that the beaches are dirtier in some of the, you know, richer areas of town, including the city of Coronado, where a lot of Navy folk live, and it's more of a conservative town. And they've joined this sort of push recently to try to get something fixed, and I think that's been very effective.
Just last week, California U.S. Senator Alex Padilla announced more than $100 million in federal funds will be used to help repair the treatment facility. So does that mean problem solved?
Absolutely not. The problem is still very persistent, though we have a broken treatment plant on the U.S. side of the border that needs fixing. And though Congress did appropriate this year some money to help make some emergency repairs to that plant, there's still a broken wastewater treatment plant in Tijuana, south of the border, that is responsible, scientists have said, for sending sewage up the coastline, and it still impacts those cities that we just talked about. So summer beach closures will still be a problem, and the region needs a lot more money to try to throw at this problem to fix the infrastructure both in Tijuana and on the U.S. side of the border, and expand the amount of capacity we have to treat the increasing amount of sewage that we're experiencing, both from, you know, human-caused climate change, that increased rains and the amount of water crossing the border, as well as just the city of Tijuana continuing to grow.
All right. We have been speaking to journalist Mackenzie Elmer, the Voice of San Diego. You can read more of her reporting on this issue at thevoiceofsandiego.org/environment. Thanks so much for joining us on the California Report.
Thanks. I enjoyed it.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, Listening to Black Californians, a new study on how the healthcare system undermines the pursuit of good health, on the web at chcf.org/LBCA. The William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who are working to ensure that people, communities, and the planet can flourish. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
And that is the California Report for Wednesday, March 27th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Saul Gonzalez. Thanks for listening, and have a good day.
Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.